And good morning on this wonderful Father's Day. Welcome to Vertical's Poetry Prelude. And let me give you a little information about it. I'm Celeste Duckworth. As you know, I host Vertical Live Radio. We just started a new program called the Vertical Reading Room. If you haven't had an opportunity to listen to what we're doing in the reading room, you must go to www.facebook.com/vertical, V-E-R-T-I-K-A-L, Reading Room. And we're featuring some great authors' books in the reading room, but every so often we're going to feature the Poetry Prelude. Poetry Prelude is introducing new poets who are writing some fabulous poetry books. It's also to introduce you to some indie musicians who submit their music to this program, so you can listen to see who they are. They're doing some wonderful things worldwide. So today's program, you're not going to get a lot of talk. You're only going to get just some great poetry read by Arlene McGuire. She's our professional voice person, professional with Vertical, and she is our reading room reader as well. Today, we introduce to you Andrew Scott. His poem is called The Path, D. Ellsworth Hoag with Meditation, and Holding Hands, and I Thought You Knew by Arlene McGuire. So I hope that you're having a wonderful Father's Day, and sit back if you're at home or if you're even in your car, sit back and listen to some really great poetry and some music. Thank you very much for being here today, and we'll start with The Path by Andrew Scott.
Path Leads, written by Andrew Scott. Never sure where the end is. Sometimes not even positive where it all leads. The path is a confusing trail. Uncertainty from the birthday that stays until the end day. All the feelings are given to us all to wear, the same at different times. Never know when to share, when I am at the most vulnerable, still trying to know how to feel. Confused with all the clouds. The events that trigger those emotions are unexpected turns that are unseen, just brought as a test of resilience. I do not know where it leads or when it can be taken away. The anxiety that can be created from simply not knowing when the path comes to an end.
Sharpens the blade of her knife and swims my vein to twist each wound in my life. Some pill dives in my soul to diffuse around, to bribe each grin into a smile. The chase rides on my nerve and crawls right within. That scratches itch, but it's not good for my skin. So I sprinkle some of my spice out its track, and I sneeze there and storm and cloud of the black. Crossing the marrow of my spine and sends her Shiva crawling up and down its line, its tribe erects its rules and chants on my stage to take my wild heart back inside a cage. Look by the narrow wing, my vision, my choice. I've screamed them down, but it's not good for my voice. So I dig a hole right through all of that slack, and I express myself out of black. My soul is rattling concrete sound. My goal will soon meet their nemesis. Each layer builds up and the plans appear out of the black. The blade of her knife and swims by, vain to twist each wound in my life. Some love dies in my soul just to pat her back and to bribe each grin out of the blood.
Holding Hands, written by Arlene McGuire. When you held my hand, it brought me so much joy. Your clasping fingers sent a strong message of security, as if you were putting an invisible cloak around me. It would pull me closer to your side. I could then feel the warmth of your stride, while following the directions to my wrist, move left. Move right. Now a quick motion that says, let's stop for a moment and let this throng go by. Pulling me close now, we move into a sheltering doorway, into a warming embrace. My hand is free now and feeling so small. In your eyes, I see the thought I felt in our clasped fingers. You are mine, you said. And my eyes joyfully replied, yes, I am yours. Now, as our quiet moment ends, we take each other's hand and stride on with the throng, because when we are hand in hand, there's nothing that can go wrong. Taking some girlfriends to the Essence Festival, July 1 through 3. 2017, New Orleans, Louisiana, Essence Festival. Call for competitive group rates of 10 or more rooms. Need to purchase tickets for the event? They can assist with that as well. Contact Valerie Champion at travelchampionstyle@gmail.com or call 678-949-1416. Meditation, written by D. Elspeth Hoag. Take a little time for a friendly talk. Stretch the legs on a quiet walk. Sit as words spill from a book. Through eyes and mind a thought brook. Bathe your soul in the brilliant light of dawn. Soothe it with twilight's glow when day is gone. Let the gentle breeze rumple your hair, while sunny warmth wash the best of life is breathing in and out. And looking for hidden meaning is worse than sin. Carnival cruise to Nassau, Bahamas, May 12 through 15, 2017. Nassau, Bahamas, Carnival cruise rates starting at $400.
$4.15 for an interior stateroom. Gratuities included. No passport needed. Deposit of $100 is required. Contact Valerie Champion at travelchampionstyle@gmail.com or call 678-949-1416.
I Thought You Knew by Arlene McGuire. See, I loved you in a place I didn't know I had. Life takes its toll on the heart, and sometimes you close the door of all the bad loving you've had. You face a new beginning with every ounce of determination you can conjure up, reminding yourself you know it will not happen again. There is no need or place in this new you for hurt and pain. No more lies and shame. Rising above those feelings help you look deep into the next man's soul. No, you will not be anybody's fool. Yes, you have taken those lessons very seriously. Now, you have taken the time to make you better. You have made the improvements to mind, body, and spirit. And you can face the possibility again. You have looked deep inside him and decided that you have the wherewithal to love again. This side of loving is glorious. This time of loving is fulfilling. Yes, you believe again. Until you find out there is no truth. This never-ending journey mostly ends in very overwhelming, painful lessons. We must receive each one and use it to go on. It is a new opportunity to be a better you. I Thought You Knew.
And that's going to conclude our poetry prelude. I hope that you'll be able to listen to the latest chapters of Clothesline Blues by author B. Berry and read by Arlene McGuire. We'll be introducing you to more poets and more indie musicians. If you are a poet or an indie musician who would love to have your music featured in the poetry prelude of Vertical Reading Room, contact us at submissions@verticallifemagazine.com. That's vertical with a K. And make sure you put in the subject line, either it's for poetry prelude or you're submitting to the Vertical Reading Room. Again, I'd like to thank Andrew Scott, D. Ellsworth Hogue, Arlene McGuire for your poetry. And I'd like to thank our indie musicians. You heard today Tiki Black from the United Kingdom. Out of the Black was the song that we played today. You have heard Marcus Gameface Boyd, who's in the United States. He wrote the song God Knows. And you also heard Vernon Fuller from the United Kingdom. His contribution was his song Let's Run. I'm looking forward to having you join us again. My name is Celeste Duckworth, and this has been the Vertical Reading Room Poetry Prelude. Have a wonderful Father's Day, everyone, and we'll see you soon. Bye-bye.